Greetings, Brother Steve, again with the Daily Inspiration. I'm going to be reading from Isaiah chapter 64 here. Isaiah chapter 64 is a message of hope and of how God is our Redeemer, and also a reminder of how we cannot redeem ourselves. It is God that does the work. He is the one that lifts us up. Chapter 64, know that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence. As when the melting fire burneth, the fire causeth the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. When thou didst terrible things which we looked not for, thou camest down, and the mountains flowed down at thy presence. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. Thou meetest him that rejoiceth and worketh righteousness, those that remember thee in thy ways. Behold, thou art wroth, for we have sinned in those is continuance, and we shall be saved. But we are all as an unclean thing, all our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. And there is none that calleth upon thy name, that stirreth up thyself to take hold of thee, for thou hast hid thy face from us, and hast consumed us because of our iniquities. But now, O Lord, thou art our Father. We are the clay, and thou art the potter. We all are the work of thy hand. Be not wroth very sore, O Lord, neither remember iniquity forever. Behold, see, we beseech thee, we are all thy people. Thy holy cities are a wilderness, Zion is a wilderness, Jerusalem a desolation. Our holy and beautiful house, where our fathers praised thee, is burned up with fire, and all our pleasant things are laid waste. Wilt thou refrain thyself for these things, O Lord? Wilt thou hold thy peace and afflict us very sore? And this chapter, just again, I love the words there, which says, verse 8, but now, O Lord, thou art our Father. We are the clay, and thou art the potter. We are all thy work, the work of thy hands. So, you know, he's our Father. He's like a potter. He's working us. He's like clay. He's molding us into his image. And I also thought about verse 4, for since the beginning of time, the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. And if we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we see that he shows us there that he's talking about not heaven or the future, but he's talking about where we live right now. Verse 9 of 1 Corinthians chapter 2 says, but as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. And that's basically a quote of Isaiah chapter 64 that we just read. But then in verse 10 he says, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. So he's talking about, you know, how God is going to mold us, God is going to change us. There in Isaiah, the first part there of Isaiah chapter 64, because obviously here in 1 Corinthians 2, it says that God has shown them to us. So it's saying that we already know, we know these things. Back then, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, nor hath entered the heart of man. But we, God has revealed them to us. And so we can have God's Spirit within us, and God changes our hearts and molds us into something, a different nature from what we were before. And that's what he's talking about there. And also there in the last part there, Verse 10, thy holy cities are a wilderness, thine is their wilderness, Jerusalem a desolation, our holy and beautiful house where our fathers praised thee is burned up with fire, and all our pleasant things are laid waste. Wilt thou refrain thyself from these things, O Lord? Wilt thou hold thy peace and afflict us very sore? So he's again, they're asking the question, like, okay, so why is this way? You know, God has allowed us to build this beautiful house, and he lived there, and it's talking about the temple. But then also in Isaiah chapter 66, the first couple of verses there, thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye built unto me, and where is the place of my rest? For all those things hath mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. So he's just putting things in the right perspective. You know, what about this beautiful house? I mean, you know, besides they defiled it and everything else. But he says, to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. The fear of God. In other words, do we fear God? Do we reverence him? Do we see him as Almighty God, the Creator? God bless you, and thanks again for listening in this week.